Rapper Eminem stars in the new movie 8 Mile. His latest album, The Eminem Show, is the top-selling album this year. Eminem is the latest in a long line of pop music stars who have appeared in movies, a list that stretches from Eddie Cantor to Frank Sinatra, Elvis, and the Beatles. Film critic John Powers says 8 Mile is much better than anyone expected.
Eminem is American culture's most electrifying figure, a hip-hop provocateur who's gained such mainstream acceptance that he recently stared out from the cover of the ultra-square New York Times magazine. Like Elvis, he's a crossover white whiz in a black musical form. And when it first came out that he was starring in a movie, I hoped Hollywood wouldn't tame his radical energy as it had the King's. Eminem obviously worried about this, too. He's a master at manipulating his persona, and he's tried to keep things real for his audience, especially his white teenage audience, which he famously calls Eric and Erica. The result is 8 Mile, a compelling semi-autobiographical creation myth that gives us Eminem as he'd like us to see him. The movie is set in 1995 Detroit, a collapsing city whose 8 Mile Road marks the borderline between the urban and the suburban, the black and the white. Rabbit, that's Eminem, hopes to cross that line. And when we first meet him, he's entered a face-to-face rap-off at a local club. He chokes, and the rest of the movie is about getting him back to the club so he can win next week's contest. He is, after all, Eminem. Along the way, 8 Mile shows us Rabbit's art being forged in the cauldron of daily life. He works as a metal worker and lives in a trailer with his mother, well played by Kim Basinger, a dim, selfish woman who's sleeping with someone he went to high school with. Along with his predominantly black homeboys, Rabbit spends his nights driving around aimlessly, engaging in meaningless fights, and meeting his muse, an aspiring model played by the revved-up young actress Brittany Murphy, who seems positively loony. Her eyes spin like the cherries in a slot machine. Here, Rabbit and his friend Future, played by Mekki Pfeiffer, improvise new lyrics about Rabbit's life to the song Sweet Home Alabama.
Yo, I gotta save up some money and get the hell out of here. Ridiculous.
Well, Jimmy moved in with his mother, 'cause he ain't got no place to go. And now I'm right back in the gutter with a garbage bag that's full of clothes. Bust it. 'Cause you live at home in a trailer. What the hell you gonna do?
Yeah! 'Cause I live at home in a trailer. Mom, I'm coming home to you.
Ever since the rock era began, movies starring pop idols have tended to be slack, lazy affairs designed to sell records or CDs. Not so 8 Mile, which is directed with great muscularity and verve by Curtis Hanson, best known for L.A. Confidential. Hanson has a feel for fading cities. His last film, Wonder Boys, vividly evoked the splendors of Pittsburgh. And here, his gritty handheld shooting style makes us feel the physical and psychological truth of Detroit's decline. Rabbit inhabits a landscape of trailers, gutted houses, liquor stores, cheap nightclubs, and once glorious old buildings now encrusted with failure. The only way out is through artistic self-creation. That's how Eminem did it, and he plays Rabbit with riveting intensity. No Madonna he. His exuberant music videos have already made it clear that Eminem's a flamboyantly expressive performer. And here, his eyes go from hooded to eerily wide, and each pang of emotion flickers across his features. He's not an actor of great range, and I don't exactly see him stealing roles from Tom Hanks. But as you'd expect of a guy who's pushed rap to new levels of personal revelation, he puts himself on the line. He transforms his anger and self-pity into funny, scabrous, incandescent language that takes an African-American style and gives it a distinctive spin. In the process, 8 Mile demonstrates that rap is as much about social class as it is about race. Rabbit never pretends to be black or denies his own background as so-called white trash. Indeed, that send-up of Sweet Home Alabama demonstrates just how close this rapper is to a kind of redneck southern rock. Rather, he takes his underclass roots, poverty, terrible housing, the lack of a father, and uses them as his source of power and authenticity. I'd like to be able to tell you that this movie matches the playful subversiveness of Eminem's videos, but today's studio films take far fewer artistic chances than their mainstream music counterparts. Beneath its streetwise surface, 8 Mile lays on the old, earnest Hollywood hokum, giving us an idealized Eminem, a somewhat unreal Slim Shady, who's devoted to his little sister, defends the gay guy at work, and wins all his fistfights unless he's outnumbered. What saves us from becoming corny is the movie's keen sense of Rabbit's essential solitude as an artist, even when surrounded by friends. 8 Mile doesn't end on a Rocky-esque note of triumph, but with the awareness that to become fully himself, Rabbit must walk Detroit's mean streets alone, losing himself, as his new hit song has it, in the music and the moment.
John Powers writes the On column for LA Weekly.